guys, welcome to the Ramen Gang Experience with your hosts, Amit Chokoshenov and Tyler Hoskins. We want to start off with a shout out to the best English teacher you can have, which is Miss Odell. This amazing podcast would not have been at all possible without the support of her. So thank you so much for being there for us.
I would also like you guys to check us out on SoundCloud at Ramen Gang if you like to jam out to some fire jams.
Today we want to go over the Bruce Lee controversy, which has been a mystery for many for a very long time. One of Hollywood's favorite actors' unsuspected death shocked many.
Bruce Lee died with $10 million, which is the same amount as $65 million today.
Bruce Lee was born on November 7th, 1940, in San Francisco, California.
He was a child actor in Hong Kong who later returned to the U.S. and taught martial arts. He starred in the TV series The Green Hornet and became a major box office draw in The Chinese Connection and Fist of Fury.
Iconic actor, director, and martial arts experts, Bruce Lee was born both the hour and year of the dragon. His father, Li Hoi Chun, a Hong Kong opera singer, moved with his wife, Grace Ho, and three children to the United States.
In the early 1940s, the Lees moved back to Hong Kong, then occupied by the Japanese, apparently a natural in front of the camera. Bruce Lee appeared in roughly 20 films as a child actor, beginning in 1946. He also studied dance, winning Hong Kong's cha-cha competition and would become known for his poetry as well.
As a teenager, he was taunted by British students for his Chinese background and later joined a street gang. In 1953, he began to own his passions into a discipline, studying Kung Fu under the tutelage of Master Yip Man. By the end of the decade, Lee moved back to the U.S. to live with his family friends outside Seattle, Washington, initially taking up work as a dance instructor.
His death was so sudden it left many people asking questions. Some people even made conspiracy theories about his death, and the ones involved in his death may have been the culprits.
What I want to know, though, is Bruce Lee and his son's death coincidence, or is there a Lee family curse?
Well, from some of my sources, both are logical claims that convey a sense that there is something wrong with this.
The movie Dragon, the Bruce Lee story, tells about a demon that has been haunting Bruce since he was a child, and it actually shows his tombstone in the movie. The creepy thing is that in the movie, the demon moves on to his son, Brandon, who dies 2 months after the movie.
Bruce Lee played a character where he played himself, but in the movie he gets shot. The weird thing about this is Brandon was killed on set by a prop gun that was accidentally loaded with real bullets.
Bruce Lee died awfully young, and with his fame and fortune, many people would reach out to him, but some will dislike him in some way. He is very likable, but why would this happen to a man with this type of status?
After one of his movies, he wanted a surgery on his armpits because he did not like how they looked. The surgery happened. Bruce Lee told his peers and family he was perfectly fine and healthy. He rarely drank alcohol, never did drugs, not anything that could affect his health.
The only health-related problem he had was an allergic reaction that many Eastern Asians have.
Maybe he had a recent drunken night, which he then struggled the next day and never told anyone. So there are still many questions that we probably won't know the answer to, but we can both agree his death was very unfortunate and unexpected. He was a great man whose philosophy still lives on today. We should cherish our